these slides. And hopefully the counselor can print it out, this page for them. And you compare these slides with your Bible, and then highlight your Bible, which verse is the key verse associated with, for example, spiritual blessing. I ask you to read that verse, yeah? Stephen, remember that? Because God gives us all kinds of spiritual blessings. Highlight that verse. 画线, 在那边画一条线. So in the future, when you flip to the book of Ephesians, you know, oh, this passage have to do with the verse that I highlight it, or I have a line beside it. Oh. So you understand the Bible better. You understand the structure. Oh. In the future, think about, oh, what is Ephesians? Ephesians is about church. Oh, first three chapter is talk about all the doctrines of church, all the theology of the church. Of course, later part talk about all the practical issues in life, right? And first part, because all the church talk about, you know, the church, through the church, God give us a lot of blessings, right? Through the church, God saved the church through his cross, the grace of cross and stuff, right? And then, so this is what you can remember from the book of vision. Now, all the Pauline letter, if you do not know the background, you got to go to which book to know the background. For example, if you want to understand book of Ephesians, which book you should go to see the background of book of Ephesians? Do you know which book? Huh?
Try to guess. It's okay. Nothing.
Huh? Acts. That's right. Right? Acts provided all the history of the missionary of Paul, right? Then Paul went to Ephesus. And what happened to him when he was in Ephesus? He baptized people, because people do not only baptized by John the Baptist. Let's turn to Acts. Chapter 19, verse 1. Johnny. Which one is Johnny? Johnny? Any Johnny here? Yes, can you read, Johnny? Which church you are from, Johnny? Queens. Came where? Yes, Paul came to Ephesus, right? How many people did he baptize in Ephesus? Some, right? How many people received Holy Spirit? Verse 7. How many people received Holy Spirit? 12, yeah? And how many days he stayed in Ephesus? Huh? How many days? 3 months only, verse 10. How many days he stayed in Ephesus? Huh? 2 years. Did he set up a theological school over there? Read verse 9. Huh? Did he set up a theological school? Huh? Actually, 学房, 便在推拉奴的学房, he set up this school, actually. 推拉奴的学房. What did he say in English? when he wrote to the Ephesians, he wrote not a simple message. He wrote a message in depth concerning the doctrine of church. Okay? And what happened over here? He performed a lot of miracles over here. I think it's really amazing miracle, right? Verse 12. What kind of miracle did he perform? 心如反非力? What kind of miracle did he perform? 心如反非力? Bring Paul's handkerchief. Is it handkerchief? I'm not sure about the English word, handkerchief. You bring Paul's handkerchief, and then people got cured. I heard a testimony from Canada. There was a brother who has pimples and cannot be cured. Is that from Canada? Has pimples, cannot be cured. Use all kinds of ways. And later on, a minister has baptism, performing water baptism. And the mother told him, right, grab the robe of the pastor because the robe was dipped into the water, right? And there's the blood of Jesus Christ. You rub your face with that robe. And indeed, he rubbed his face with that robe and all the pimples are gone. Is that right? Is that right? Oh, really? Oh, not a robe? Sorry. Okay, so anyway, have to do with water baptism. So we can see that Paul performed great miracles. I shouldn't say Paul performed. God used him to cure and cast out demons, right? And over here, the name of God is indeed magnified. Which verse you see the Lord of God is magnified? Verse 17, can someone read verse 17? Benny, can you? Huh? Verse 17, chapter 19, Acts 19, 17. Read out loud, Benny. Ah, Brother Benny. Somebody tried to cast out demons, right? And then demon jumped on them. Said, Paul, I know, right? And Jesus, Paul, I know, but who are you? Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? So Satan jumped up on who? On the one who tried to cast out demon, right? Hello? So can other church member cast out demon? They can, oh, if they use the name of Jesus, oh. But be careful. If you do not truly have faith, oh, Satan will jump among you. Sorry. Especially if you go there for fun. Maybe you go there, oh, people are casting out demon, right? I'm going to go there to see a movie. Like, there's a movie called what? There's a movie called what? I don't know the English name. Huh? Exorcist. Yeah, because the church has a casting out demons, so let me go watch a movie like Exorcist. How do you pronounce it? Exorcist. Whatever it is, right? I don't know how to pronounce it. And then you go there, you don't come with faith. Be careful. It's a true story. My mom told me, in my church in the countryside, where people are trying to cast out demons, and there's a sister follow just to 去看一看, go and look, go to take a look with curiosity, no face, with curiosity, and then Satan jumped on her. Guess what? She won't be able to leave her bed for more than 1 year, I think. She got a poo-poo, pee-pee on bed, you know, eat on bed, didn't know how to get out of bed. She was troubled by Satan. Oh, so anybody want to cast out Satan, very careful. So because of that event, the name of Jesus was magnified. And how many, many sorcery books was burned in Ephesus? More than $50,000, including my translation. How much is it in your translation? Verse 19, how much is it? All the books worth. How much is it? Huh? Oh, 50,000 pieces of silver. Oh, it's a piece of silver. Oh. So when we cast out demon, oh, when we try to get rid of the idol associate stuff, don't feel like, oh, this is made of gold. This idol is made of gold. So, no, it has value. So I don't destroy it. I give to someone else. Can you do that? Can you do that? Send the idol to someone else because it was made of gold. Can you do that? Be careful, huh? Because this is my personal experience. We have a truth seeker in Bowen Park Church. Of course, after she got baptized, she used to be demon possessed. Really, it was very severe. When demon possessed, when it comes to pray, right? Satan tried to raise her down, so we bend her 45 degrees like this. Bend her 45 degrees, like this. And sometimes we'll raise her down to the ground. It's just terrible, right? And there are many stories to share. You don't want to hear that much because, yeah, sometimes it's a little bit scary to talk about this because when you help people to pray for that, you feel like a jipigada. You feel like you go to third dimension. It's really different. Anyway, and sometimes the Satan will look at you with very evil eyes, like this. Very evil. I'm not evil enough. Because I'm not possessed. When you're possessed, your eyes are so evil. I'm telling you. When I look at it, I was like, what is it? Really, I'm serious. Oh, and then she said, sorry, Pastor, it's not me. I do not mean to look at you like that. It's not me. I said, I know it's not you. It's someone else. And then, after she got baptized, she started to feel warm from her feet. She never feel warmth from her feet in the past. But still, once in a while, Satan came to trouble her. Once in a while. We start, what's going on? Later we discover she give the golden idol to her relative. You cannot give a golden idol to your relative. Because if you give it, what it means what? You give it as a gift, means that it still has value, right? It still has value. That's why you give away as a gift, right? Is that right? Hello? But idol has no value in the eyes of God. They are garbage. They are from Satan. They shall be smashed. Oh, that's why, even though it's 50,000 pieces of silver, worth of books. Books. 行邪术的书啊, 书架, they calculate the value of the books. So all the books, all the CD, like all the icon, all the idol, everything, gold or silver, everything got to be burned away. Now Paul do that, right? But then because he do that, now there was a silversmith who make idol icons start to stir up a riot, right? Let's read verse 23. Verse 23 and 24. Who to read? Who I did not call your name? There are some names I did not call. Brother, what's your name? Yeah. Huh? Where are you from, Mark? Mark, can you read, please? 23 and 24. Twenty-six. Temple of what? Temple of what? Huh? Of the greatest God, what? Who is the name of the God? Artemis? Artemis. Can you see another translation? Any other translation? Diana. Okay, Diana is the word I was looking for. Another translation is Diana. You are right. The Chinese translation is just like yours, but I just want to mention that another translation is Diana, right? So, later on, they have a riot, right? And the riot was where? Verse 29. Read verse 29. Mark, louder, 29. Whole city, oh, like, okay. Theater, right? So do you know the theater we just talked about? They were thrown into here, a place like this. Can you imagine how many people were there? And they were shouting. What did they shout? What did they shout? They are shouting for 2 hours, oh, can you imagine that? 2 hours. 34. No, 34. Louder, brother. You can read loud. Louder.
34.
Thank you.
Well, when they realized he was a Jew, they all shouted in unison for about 2 hours. Greatest
Artemis. Yes. Greatest is what? Ephesians Diana. Ephesians Yamidia. Yadimia. Right? Keep shouting in unison. No. Can you imagine for 2 hours? Crazy, right? They can shout this for 2 hours. Greatness is what? Shout it again. Greatness is what? That's it? That's it? That's how they shout? I mean, only they shout. Greatness. Paul's friend, Paul's co-worker was thrown into here, similar place like here, and they were calling, because nowadays people use Diana. Nowadays, if you go to Ephesians, today, if you go to Turkey, usually they use this name, Diana, right? So this is Temple of Diana, and they are shouting for 2 hours. Can you imagine that? So don't join any riot. It's going to be very dangerous. Everybody's so emotional. It's hard to silence them, hard to calm them down. There are two people trying to calm them down. One is Alexander. He was not able to calm them down because they noticed that he was a Jew. Later on, the officer from the city came up and they started to calm down. Oh. So this is the background of Book of Ephesus. So when you read Book of Ephesus, you remember Paul was once preached over there. He set up a theological school. That's why Book of Ephesians is quite deep in theology because it used to be a theological school over there. And Paul stayed there for at least 2 years, plus 3 months, right? And then he performed a lot of miracles. And people are thrown into the theater. And it had to do with this temple, Diana's temple. So this is the background. Any question? Any question? Okay. Now let's go back to chapter 1. Chapter 1 talk about verse 3 to verse 14 talk about all types of spiritual blessings. Now from 3 to 14, can you tell me what are the spiritual blessings we have in Christ? What are the spiritual blessings we have? After you read it, can you tell me what are the spiritual blessings we have? Jamin. Yes, huh? Yes, we are chosen. Now, verse 4, can you read? So we were chosen before the foundation of the world. Wow, so long ago, right? This is called, did you learn this term? This is a little bit theology, but this is called pre-existence of church. Do you understand the concept of pre-existence of Jesus Christ? Do you understand the concept of pre-existence of Jesus Christ? What do you mean by pre-exist of Jesus Christ? Before Jesus Christ come, is Jesus Christ already prepared or set up for salvation's sake? Yes, right? This concept is easier to understand, right? Yeah? And for church, it's the same. Because you were chosen before the foundation of the world, before the creation of the world, and you and me, we form a church, right? Right? So remember that, imagine that Paul is your brother. Peter is your brother. Abraham is your brother. He's a forefather too, but he's also your brother, right? So in the heavenly kingdom, you're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? You're going to see all of them. And you're going to see a lot of non-Asian. How do you know? Nowadays, people are saying that, how can you say TJC is the only one true church in the whole world? Because most of the people are Asian. But I bet when you go to heavenly kingdom, you're going to see a lot of non-Asian. Because we are brothers. How about Luke? The author of Luke. Is he Asian? Is he Jewish? No. Luke was a Greek. He was a Greek, right? He was a Gentile. Paul preached to many Gentiles, right? Hello? Is that right? Preach to many gender, preach to many Greeks. So in the future, you're going to see a lot of people with not black hair, not black eyes, but I don't know, golden hair, blue eyes. Right? Really, they are Greek. And they are our brother. And they are also chosen before the creation of the world. Understand? Choosing is a very interesting concept. We cannot say anything about it. You know why? It's just like you go to a supermarket, you want to buy orange juice. You stand over there, just pick, right? Then it's based on your own pleasure, your own will, right? You like this one, you like this one, you like this one. Just for say that one. This is called choosing, right? Is that right? So, you cannot say it is fair or it's not unfair. It's fair, but it is fair because the road of salvation is open to anybody. Anybody have the free will to believe in Jesus. But for some people, God choose them. Okay? So we are so lucky. Either through two ways. One way, you are like the girl who sell purple clothing, Lydia. You're like Lydia. How come she believe Paul's message? Many women listening to the message at the riverside, but the Bible says God opened Lydia's heart. So she was so focused, so pay attention to the message of Paul. And God moved her, so she believed. This is one way. God move you, open your heart, so you are able to understand, right? Another way, you are born TCC member. You are born Christian family. So you have the chance to enter into the Christ realm. This is called chosen. Huh? There are many other similar verses like this. Let's reference them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 2, 7. Similar concept, but have been recorded many times. Sister, who did I did not call your name? Raise your hand. The one I did not call your name yet, raise your hand. Oh, 台湾来的，我没有叫你的名字啊。 你叫什么名字？ 啊？ 江雪啊？ 英文。 啊？ Melody, can you read? Melody. What did I say? Which verse? Oh, chapter 2, verse 7. 二章七节。 Yeah, this is a hidden mystery that 万事以前就预定我们的. You are predestined before 万事以前. How do you say it in English? 万事以前. How do you say it in English? 万事以前. Before? Ah, yeah. I'm reading Chinese. Huh? Before the ages. Okay. Before the ages, yeah. The same. This is a ministry, yeah. Revealed to Paul that you are chosen, even though you are Gentile, even though you are not descendants of Abraham by flesh, but again you are chosen before ages. Huh? Let's read another verse, similar concept. Let's read 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. Timothy, can you read? Mm-hmm. Before the beginning of time, before time, before there's a time and space, in the beginning, that is the starting of time. God created heaven and earth. That is two-dimension space. Yeah? So Genesis chapter 1 and 1 is the starting of time and space. Yeah? Yeah? And before that, Paul says that you were chosen. Now this is amazing grace. Can you imagine how many people are in the world right now? 7 billion? 7 billion. About 7 billion, yeah? Can you imagine that? How many people in New York City? And there are so few got chosen. If you got chosen by Harvard University or Yale University, you feel lucky, yeah? How many of you will go to your high school students? You feel lucky if you got enrolled to those elite school. Do you call elite? Do you call elite? No, we call elite, E-L-I-T-E. Elite, E-L-I-T-E. How do you pronounce it? Yeah. If you are able to enroll it, if you're, oh, I'm so lucky, right? Or maybe you say, oh, I deserve it. Maybe. But if I got enrolled, I would say, I am lucky because I'm not as good as I think I am. But anyway. So even like you enroll to this type of places, you feel like, oh, thank God, right? But can you imagine that you are the children of God and out of so many people, you're only a few that got chosen. This is really amazing grace, right? In the old times, God also chosen people. In the old times, right? Old Testament. But when I read the Bible, I have a feeling, I don't know if it's true, it is right or wrong, for your reference only. Why did God choose Abraham? Why did God choose Abraham? The Bible said, because 他心里诚实, he was honest in his heart. Let's read this verse. So as if this is a condition for God to choose Abraham. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7. 尼希米记9章7节. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7. And now, Timothy, can you read? Verse 8. Faithful before you. My translation is honest before you. 心里诚实. Is it faithful before you? God choose him because you saw him faithful before you. So as if, I'm not sure, for your reference only, Abraham was chosen with certain quality. But how about us? The Bible says, before you do not know Jesus, he already chosen you. Even though you were still a sinner, he already chose you. That's why choosing is a great blessing. This is a spiritual blessing. You know what? When people talk about Jesus' blessing, right? They talk about, oh, Jesus give me a car. Oh, Jesus, God, allow me to have a good grades. Or allow me to go to a good university. This is a physical blessing. But if you think it deep, Jesus loved you by choosing you. God talked to Israel. He loved Israelites. And they're asking, where do you love us? Jewish people ask, where do you love us? And God answered, did I not choose Jacob and hate Esau? And that shows my love. So really, I mean, choosing itself is the greatest love. Let's read this verse. Where does it record it? Turn to Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. Enoch, can you read? Hey, Timothy, can you read? You don't know where is Malachi? Before Matthew, yeah, thank you, Enoch. Sorry, Enoch, I shouldn't say that. I take it back. I don't know Malachi at your age too, so maybe I do. I'm just trying to make you feel more comfortable. Sorry, can you please read?
But Esau hated and laid waste his mountains and his heritage for the jackals of the Lord.
Hey, read verse 1.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
2.
I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord, yet Jacob I have loved.
Yes, I have loved you. Where do you love me? Well, usually you ask, God tell you, I love you, but where do you love me? God said, hey, I choose you. This is how I show my love. It's really amazing blessing. That's why Paul later on prayed, God, may God open your eyes so you can see. This is extremely important, most important thing actually in your life, that you're choosing. Not only you're chosen, you're chosen to be son. In the Old Testament, they are chosen too, but they are under the law. And the Bible says they are like slaves under the law. They are chosen, but in the New Testament, we are chosen as a son. Let's read chapter 1, verse 5. Ephesians 1, 5. Ephesians 1, 5. Who did I call your name in brother's side? Who else? Can, oh, handsome. Sorry, handsome. You are handsome. Chapter 1, verse 5. He give us the what? 借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分, how do you say it in English? Through Jesus Christ, we are able to get what? Huh? Adoption as a son, right? So you are the children, you are son. In the Old Testament, I just mentioned that it's a little bit different. Now, let's read what is the difference between Old Testament and us. Huh? Turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, 4 to 7. 4 to 7. I really need to understand English from your mouth. So Sharon, can you read out loud? Chapter 4, verse 7. Sharon.
God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. 5. To redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
So we might receive the full rights of sons, because God born under the law and deliver us out of the law. Verse 6.
6. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who...
Therefore, in the Old Testament, we do not see, since they are not sons, God did not send the spirit of son into their heart. Verse 5. I mean, can you read it? Verse
7. 7. So you are no longer a slave.
No longer a slave. So it tried to tell you that in the Old Testament time, as if they are slaves under the law. Right? They are bounded by the law. How many of you did not keep Sabbath day? In your daily life, I mean, you don't always go to Sabbath day. Raise your hand. Hopefully, you do, right? You know what? In the Old Testament, if you do not keep Sabbath, what will happen to you? Yes, stoned to death. That is the law. If you don't keep Sabbath, that's why Jesus was persecuted, because Jesus violated the rule of Sabbath. Jesus keeps Sabbath, but he labor. This also a rule. You know, they have about 630 rules. They make it into a tassel. You know what is tassel? 碎纸, tassel. Do you pronounce it tassel? I need someone who are good in both language. Tassel. Do you know what is tassel? 须须啊, 须须的, tassel. You know, even Jesus has tassel. Jesus was a rabbi, and the bleeding woman for 12 years touched the tassel of Jesus, right? Some other translation say touch the garment, but the other translation, the other place say touch the tassel. The one tassel, one shishi, one thread, prefigure one law. And if you calculate it, they are totally some place over here, some place over here, right? Totally 613. They abide all the law, including what? You shall not eat unclean stuff like no pork, no shrimp, no ear. No, all this unclean thing stuff, you know? Unclean stuff. This is, so if you are born in the Old Testament, you are really a slave to the law. But because you are born in New Testament, you are son of God, and God, Jesus bring you truth, and the truth set you free. So easy now. All you need to do is to keep what? 10 commandments, right? Of course, and some other rule, like, no blood, no food associated with idols, no eating the food, no eating blood. Very, very simple stuff, right? But in the Old Testament, you are not a son. You are like a slave to the law. That's why we are not only chosen, but we are chosen to be adopted as son. Old Testament and New Testament is so different. Let me refer you to another verse. This is, we are so lucky. We are so lucky as a son. Turn to Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 12, verse 22 to 24. You read out loud. Can you read again? German.
22, but you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. 23, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. 24, to Jesus, the meditator, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of strengthening and speak prayer.
So you do not come to Mount Zion, but you come to Mount Sinai, but you come to Xi'an San, Mount Zion, that is heavenly Jerusalem. When God appeared in Mount Sinai, it was so terrifying. There was a smoke, there was an earthquake, there was fire, and trumpet was blow hard. And God started to speak to Israelites. Israel cannot take it. He said, please, don't speak to us directly. Speak to Moses because your voice is probably too terrifying, right? And God do not allow them to touch it. So they draw a line on the mountain. Anybody cross the line, they will be put to death. That's how a distance between God and man in the Old Testament. You know why? Because men were sinners. There was no way of salvation was not open for them, so they cannot talk to God. They cannot get closer to God. If anybody see God, they will die. That's why the Bible say, I am the Lord who hide himself. 我是自隐的神,自己隐藏自己的神, right? But in New Testament, we shall come to the presence of God with boldness because it's no more line that separate you from God. The cross already opened a way, a new and living way. So you can get closer to God. Oh, this is different from Old Testament with New Testament. Oh. Not only we are son, we have spiritual heavenly inheritance. That's read chapter 1, verse 11. Ephesians 1:11. 1:11. Charles, can you read? Huh? Yeah, French Bible. So you can read French, we can listen. So in him we receive inheritance. Are you reading English or in French? English or French? Oh, you read in French, okay. Do you understand? Okay. Anyway, so in him we have the inheritance. Not only you become the son, in the future he prepare for you an inheritance. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I am ready, I will come to pick you up. So you'll go home with me, right? So Jesus went there and prepared a place for us. For how long already? Jesus went there to prepare a place for us. For how long already? Stephen, for how long? Jesus prepared a place for us for how long? Human time, not Jesus' time. Huh? Yes, about 2,000 years, right? How many days God created heaven and earth? About 6 days, right? 6 days created heaven and earth. Do you like Hawaii? How many of you go to Hawaii before? Hawaii was created by God, right? Like in 6 days, God can create a beautiful Hawaii. How many of you go to Hanauma Bay and swim? No, you didn't go there. How many of you go to Hawaii? Nobody. You should go to Hawaii. It's a beautiful place, right? They were wild guava, wild. That's why many lucky birds, they have wild guava to eat. And wild avocado, also wild lucky birds. A lot of. So you can imagine 6 days, Hawaii was created. Beautiful place, right? But 2,000 years, he is still not here to pick up pickups over there. So can you imagine how beautiful it is? The Bible says your eyes never see, ears never hear, brain cannot imagine. Even though we see vision, my mother saw vision. It says that, oh, the city of people go. Of course, many people saw this type of vision. Oh, the flower can sing him, right? You hear the vision, you hear people bear testimony like this, right? Do you hear that? There's a naughty one. They pick up a flower, and the flower was singing to her, right? And she was, oh, okay, I listened to it already. Then they just throw it away, right? And the flower went back to the original place and continued singing. So, Heavenly Kingdom is very beautiful, beyond your imagination. And there's another testimony here. They have a banquet, right? And there's a cake. The cake, the one who saw the vision like. Mm-hmm. So he used something to cut a cake, right? Wrong cake. He cut it, take it, and the cake become wrong again. It's amazing. That's how they build testimony. Tell us that there was no meal chiejiao in Heavenly Kingdom. No chiejiao. No short. Nor how do you say chiejiao? I need two bilingual people over here. You cannot interpret shortage. Do you interpret Anika? You're Anika. Do you interpret? Please help me because I need help with English word over here. Yeah. So this is inheritance. We are lucky that God prepared a heavenly place for us. Time is up. I will come back and I will talk about this diagram. This is very important. I know when you talk about structure or things like this, it's a little bit boring. But to me, in your age, it's important. Next section, we'll talk about this. Let's pray in silence.